from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're doing in a draft room or in a boardroom when they're talking about the edge after they hire a defensive coordinator from the Titans, they bring him in, and then they're basically, what players do you need for your system? And then he goes, well, we're really going to have four up front, and we just need a bunch of rushers. And so they have 20 people in a room, and they're looking at graphics that look much like the ESPN app that has the cap number right next to the player with a picture of it, and they're just making these decisions on the fly. It's not that far off. It's the same thing, really, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Seemed encouraging. Seemed like maybe it'll be interesting this season.
Yeah. Any big plans for the 4th of July? I know you got a radio show today, but then we're off for a few days.
Yeah, man. It's going to take it all in. Enjoy the off day and enjoy turning another year older. And
oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, John.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Born on the 4th of July, right?
Yep. Yes, that's right, my friend. So, That's it, man.
All right. We'll see you at 11. Thanks, John.
All right. Yep.
John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show. Hey, we've got a run. We're up against it. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian's up next. We'll talk about the Grizzlies and their summer league schedule. Jeff Calkins Show with Brett Carson filling in, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Here's the deal. If you want to talk to Penny, you got to catch him between 8 and 9. That's when he's going to be able to be walking to 9.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long walk. You got 5 minutes. You know, like, that's the only thing.
Yo, man, when I get up there, have them not talk about basketball. I'm not answering a basketball question. They get up there, every question's about basketball.
Yeah, that's a tough ask. It is kind of funny the way that whole thing went.
Yeah, what a team is here. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
I'm saying, do you feel like, you know, you've accomplished those things? Like, have you...
With the team being here, you tried to let Park finish.
And then, I can't let you finish. Penny, are you thinking about being an NBA coach while you're playing this round?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I think about being an NBA coach every single minute of the day. Interim, you know, it's whatever the case may be, you know. No, he should have ambition. It's good. It's okay to have ambition. It's okay to be one. You know, he's an NBA guy.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new stream saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account, taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply, currently $56 a month. Plus Wi-Fi equipment, currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV, and price subject to change.
Summer's on, and so are the deals at Target's 4th of July sale.
Let's go.
Celebrate with 30% off 12 packs of soda when you buy three with Target Circle. Or get Doritos chips on sale, two for $6.
I love it.
Then make it a party with sprinkles. Select favorite day treats dressed in red, white, and blue are 20% off with Target Circle. And save even more. We've lowered prices on many summer faves like Up and Up sunscreen, Tillamook ice cream, Honest Kids juice boxes, and more. Target's 4th of July sale ends Saturday. Restrictions apply.
I love it.
The Frame Corner is your place for all your sports and memorabilia framing. They specialize in making that winning photo, special sports moment, or any of your sports collectibles into a prized possession you can put on display. Since 1975, the Frame Corner has been Memphis' premier framing experts. So bring those sports memories to the Frame Corner and let them turn it into something special. The Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue in Memphis. Call 682-9901 or visit framecornermemphis.com.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Paint a picture of you.
Brad Carson filling in. Jeffrey Wright's in studio here. We're playing the hits from Chris Harrington. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
We're getting the cold beer vibes. Chris, what are we listening to?
4th of July by Shooter Jennings. Since we won't be on the air tomorrow, we'll do that.
Yeah, we get a few days off here, 4th of July, and obviously you're working harder than ever because of the way this free agents deal lands. I think, is it 11 o'clock or midday Saturday when the bell rings and they can no longer do deals?
No, that's when they can start signing.
Signing.
So right now is a negotiation period. So all the stuff that's being announced is not being signed. It's just being negotiated. And so, the negotiation period started on Tuesday, and then on Saturday or whenever it is when you can actually start, you know, putting pen to paper.
I got you. Okay, so basically all these people, these reports we've heard will be, they'll start signing papers and putting this all together.
Okay. Yeah, and there were still signs after that. Mm-hmm. But that's when the actual signings will happen, yep. Start happening.
So there's a lot to get to just around the league, as well as the Grizzlies announcing that their summer league will start in Utah against Utah on Monday, and I'll ask you a little bit about that in a second. But I want to start with this Ramona Shelburne column that she wrote, I believe it was late yesterday or this morning it posted for ESPN.com. And there's some really wild stuff in here. First, that there was a last-second proposal, basically, where he was asking, or his camp was asking, for 2 years, $20 million, according to Ramona Shelburne in the report. And this is after there was a golf round done with basically the head of the owners, and they're sort of hashing this out on the golf course. And it appears that they were basically trying to smooth this whole thing over, but it just wasn't going to happen from the franchise perspective. And also it points out that Clay was kind of pissed off from the get-go for the last few years because he had all this rehab and stuff. Just your thoughts on the column and what's going on in Golden State.
I have not read this column, so I do not.
Oh, okay, yeah. But that's the gist of it. That's the synopsis.
Yeah. So I don't know what's in that column. Yeah. I think from the Golden State standpoint, obviously it's a tough rake with someone who you've won multiple titles with. It's part of this historic core. It's going to go in the Hall of Fame. It's going to have its number retired. But like, you know, Paul Pierce didn't end his career with the Celtics.
Right.
Tony Parker did not end his career with the Spurs. This is what usually happens, and it usually, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon did not end his career with the Rockets, etc. So this is the way things tend to end in the NBA. This is the rule, not the exception, even for great players who've won titles with their franchises. And I think it reached the point in Golden State where, you know, they just sort of had some choices to make, and Klay Thompson's one thing, Steph Curry's another. So I think Steph Curry is going to be the Dirk of that franchise more than likely, the Tim Duncan of that franchise. And usually, you know, the second and third guys in those arcs don't get to do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think for all parties involved, you know, Klay Thompson gets more money than I think Golden State was really wanting to do. He gets to go to a good situation for him to compete. The Warriors, I think, you know, retain, you know, the Steph Curry, Draymond Green part of what they do, and they can start shifting under these aprons and under the tax and getting their books in order while still having Steph Curry on the basketball team and probably still having a competitive team, not a contending team, but a competitive team.
Yeah, you mentioned on X, Twitter, they signed Kyle Anderson with some of that money. DeAnthony Melton was signed in the morning. And then he said, why not make it a trifecta with Tyus Jones? Would Tyus Jones make sense on that roster? I don't know if the money would work because he wants probably too much money, it would appear.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that would happen. But they do need more ball handling on that team.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about, Melton is more of a 3-and-D kind of guard, not a ball handling guard. And Curry is at his best, sort of. Curry can play on the ball, but he's really at his best off the ball in terms of his movement off ball. And so, they run a lot of stuff through Draymond Green. But that team does need more ball handling on it. But I think Tyus Jones, that wouldn't be a shocking development, but I don't see them, you know, paying the money that I think he could probably get to stay in Washington or be somewhere else. It would be funny, though.
I could kind of see it working still in Golden State. I know Grizzlies fans are shaking their head, but I think the Grizzlies are in a tier of teams in the West, in my opinion. I want to get your thoughts on this, because we're experimenting at center at this point. We got to see what we got in summer league with our newly drafted center, and maybe signing somebody to back him up or in that slot. But between Kyle Anderson, DeAnthony Melton, you know, you still have Draymond, you have Steph, albeit old, some young players. They re-signed Looney. It would appear, I think it's short-sighted to write that team off as I don't know, not in the mix.
Oh, no, I think that team can be in the mix in terms of being in the play-in, competing to be in the play-in, and sort of being in the mix of as a postseason team. I think it depends on what kind of season Steph Curry and Draymond Green are going to have.
Right.
That team is not the name value is lessened in terms of Chris Paul out, Klay Thompson out, Kyle Anderson in, D'Anthony Melton in, maybe Buddy Hield in, that's been rumored. And so it's less starry. But in terms of actually playing basketball, I don't know that they got worse. You know, and they may have even gotten better. The problem is that Steph Curry's another year older and Draymond Green's another year older. And so, you know, it's, decline sets in with all these guys. And so it's hard to imagine that team not continuing to trickle downward just because of the age of their star players. But that team is not – they have not joined the San Antonio, Portland, Utah group, I think, of teams that are out of the mix. I think that team is so good enough to be in the mix and should be pretty interesting to watch. I kind of struggle with the idea of Kyle Anderson and Draymond Green playing at the same time because they're so similar. Mm-hmm. Good defenders, good passers, not really shooters. I don't know if that works to play them together. But maybe, you know, you toggle those two guys and you have someone like that on the floor all the time.
Yeah, and presumably you're gonna Kyle will get shots too. You know, you're gonna have Draymond kicking the ball out to him. But I want to bounce down to Los Angeles, and I know that this is going to be a topic of conversation all across talk radio, and it's probably not your favorite thing to talk about. But everybody is talking about Bronny in this press conference yesterday, where they introduced him and Dalton Connect. We have Connect 4 now, Chris, which is clever for my generation, board game playing folks, albeit spelled wrong. So Connect 4, and then Bronny's got number 9. He's got a full roster contract. LeBron signs his. What's a 2-year deal? It's a 1-year and then a 1-option year, and also willing to take a $1 million pay cut to stay within the apron. But I don't know what that gets you, as many have pointed out on Twitter and X. My general question is this: just as somebody who follows the league and is really smart on the league and writes stories in depth about the league, we're going to be talking about a young man who is the son of one of the most famous players to ever play in the NBA, who gets a full contract, and now we're writing it off as if he deserved it, including the people who signed him to the deal, selling us on the idea that he deserved this and he's worked towards this. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm really not, Chris, because you're going to hear a lot of this on the radio and on TV today. It is a little much when you have J.J. Redick getting hired to be the coach, number one, and then number two, selling us on this fiction that this somehow was always the way to go for the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things there. I'd be interested to see whether that guaranteed contract is just the flat out rookie minimum or it's something more than that. Because if it's the flat out rookie minimum, the way it works in the NBA is I think the league basically subsidizes that minimum contracts.
Yeah.
And so it's a way to sort of add a player without adding to your tax bill. And you know, if you ever see like Cam Spencer pop up on the Grizzlies main roster, which I don't think he would, it would be sort of a similar kind of thing. So there's that aspect to it. But they could have taken someone else with that pick and put him on the roster to for the tax reason.
Yeah.
The Bronny James thing, I don't. Yeah, of course, it is what it is, and I don't really care about. I'm not upset about what it is. So you know, the point that many people made, Adrian Wojnarowski, you know, probably most prominently, like, yes, nepotism is like prominent throughout the NBA, and all that's true. And so I don't really have an issue with it to that degree. But I'm also not interested in pretending that that's not what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
That
yes.
It's something that it's not, you know?
Yes.
I mean, and so when I saw people like sort of genuflecting in the moment about, isn't this an amazing story? Or, you know, history is being made, the first father-son combo in the NBA, which is technically true. But this is not Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr.
Right.
This is not an amazing feat because, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. would have been in Major League Baseball at age 19, no matter who he was.
It's not close.
Was or anything.
It's not close.
He was a phenom.
Yes.
Like, that was an actual achievement. This is not an achievement. This is just, like, someone with power, you know, even know if he's helping out his son. Maybe he's helping out himself. But it's someone with power getting something done he wants done.
Yes.
Which happens all the time in the NBA and in other industries. So I don't really care that is happening. But I'm not really interested in trying to treat it as something that it's not. It is what it is.
Yeah. Chris Harrington is with us covering the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian, also food and so much more here. And if you're like me, your summer has been ragged if you're covering the NBA, Chris, because I know you're moving and doing multiple things. I just had to get a 16-year-old a license this summer, which Boy, you talk about wild in Shelby County. That's a whole. Make sure you check the right boxes when you go on the website if you ever get there. But I know how busy you are, and I'm kind of bouncing around here for the 4th of July. But the Grizzlies did announce that on Monday, we're going to be starting the Summer League on Monday right after the 4th of July weekend. And all of the games are going to be on the Grind City app, which I think is cool. And, you know, we haven't talked a lot about it on 92.9 about the coverage plan that some of these outlets are doing so that fans can easily, accessibly watch NBA games from their favorite teams. And I actually like what they're doing as long as it works. But the first game will be in Utah on Monday on the app. And I presume we would see Zach Edey. What are you hoping to see in the league? And what are your thoughts on the coverage plan?
Yeah, they haven't announced the roster yet. I'll be interested to see the roster. I think there's a good chance that there's a lot of players of note on that roster. It seems likely that Zach Edey will play. I mean, I think the dots connected to him not doing the camp for Team Canada suggests certainly he will play. They have not announced that, but that seems to be the case. So I think you have all three rookies on the team with him probably, and Wells and Spencer. Gigi Jackson, I think they basically said, will be playing Summer League. And I think there's a good chance you see Scottie Pippen Jr. and Jake LaRavia. I think that's been hinted around. And so if you see all of those people on the Grizzlies Summer League team, I think it makes a pretty interesting Summer League team to watch. As far as the coverage plans, I know the games were available via the Grind City thing last year. I remember watching all the games but not watching them that way. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're also on League Pass or on NBA.com. Or,
yeah, that's true, too.
I don't
too.
Know, man.
Yes.
I mean, day of game, I look around and figure out where they are and watch them.
Yep.
And so I think it's important for them to be available to be seen. And so however that can happen is fine by me.
How much Edey should we see? I mean, I think you want to be careful if you – is it a lot like Wemby last year where you put him in two or three games and you're like, yep, he pretty much looks like we want him to, and then you get him out of there?
Well, no, I don't think you have to do that. But the way the Summer League works is they play a lot of games in close proximity. And so because of that, you don't play everybody every game just because of it's too much. And so I don't know that they would treat Edey any differently than they treat other like main roster players who play Summer League. Mm-hmm. But what tends to happen is like they'll get a game or two off when the games start stacking up. And so you may have, if you have like three games in 3 days, you may play like, you know, Zach Edey and Gigi Jackson and Jake LaRavia, two of them, and then you sit everybody in one of the games, and then one game becomes like there's no reason to watch this,
right,
unless you're a real sicko kind of situation. You know, you're watching the Frankie Ferrari games or whatever.
Yeah, there's some
but
of us.
I don't think, but barring some kind of injury concern, I don't see any need to shut down Zach Edey prematurely.
Yeah.
I would just play him throughout the Summer League, but not necessarily play him every game because I don't think they'll do that with any of their roster players.
Yeah, I heard there was a report, I guess, DJ Jeffries is going to be on the roster, so you're sort of just filling this in with people who aren't on NBA contracts and G League players. But
right,
it does feel like LaRavia has some skin in the game in terms of, like, if he has a poor... If you come out and you don't demonstrate the things that he was starting to demonstrate at the end of the regular season, it does feel like you have to cut bait, doesn't it? I mean, Zaire, LaRavia, is there time to make some drastic decisions?
I wouldn't say that about LaRavia. I think he really helps solidify himself at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And so I think if he plays Summer League, I don't know that he will. I mean, they have not announced he will. Typically players in his situation don't, but sometimes they do. And there were hints late in the regular season that he might play Summer League. And I think for him, it would not be like this is my last chance.
Right.
You know,
right.
To prove
He's not
myself.
Viewing it that way. Yeah.
For him, it would be, I want to build on the momentum,
mm-hmm,
I had coming out of the season, that I finally got an extended chance to play. Yes, it was in games that didn't matter because playoff race was over and there was that aspect of it. But I finally got an extended chance to play every night and I was productive. And I have momentum coming out of this season, and I want to build on that momentum. So I think if he plays, it will be more of a positive, I want to build on what I did coming out of the season rationale than a, I got to prove something or else I'm out of here situation. I really think he's in a slightly better place than that.
Last thing on the Grizzlies, and we're talking to Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Do you expect, I don't know, next 48 hours we're going to be sitting here and it's going to be a multi-year deal that's a restructured deal with Luke Kennard?
I wouldn't I wouldn't make any assumptions about the nature of the contract. I think that what we've seen is that the market for players of Kennard's type is pretty low right now. There are lots of free agents out there who are similar to him who have not gotten deals yet. Buddy Hield, Lonnie Walker, Malik Beasley, Gary Trent. It's actually a pretty crowded market of shooting specialist scoring guards who are probably backups on good teams. None of these guys have gotten deals. A lot of money is drying up. I think the Kennard deal is likely to come in lower than maybe we were speculating about a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And so we'll see. And there doesn't seem to necessarily be a rush on it, you know?
No.
I mean, we're all hungry for news, but they don't play basketball until October.
Yeah.
And so I don't, you know, it could happen while we're talking. It could happen. It could be another week. I really don't know. But I wouldn't assume. I think early on people were assuming, you know, if they opt him out of that 14.8, they're going to have to pay him, you know, multiple years to make up for that. But it was a team option. You don't have to make up for anything. He was not entitled to that money.
Right.
He did not have a choice of keeping that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like, you know, if you don't give him that, he gets to choose to get that somewhere else. It's not really his choice. Mm-hmm. It's about what the market is out there for him and players like him. And it seems like that market is a little lower than maybe we thought.
Yeah. Chris, have a great 4th of July weekend. Are you traveling? I don't want to get in your business. Is it just you, Shooter Jennings, and a cold one? What do you have planned?
We're here in town this week, but then my daughter and I are traveling to Arkansas to visit my mother this weekend.
Excellent. Well, enjoy it. I know you're going to be probably doing stuff on the fly while that's going on. So best to you and your family for the 4th of July weekend, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Yep. It's the Daily Memphian's Chris Harrington, and we'll have him back on Monday at 10 o'clock here on the Jeff Calkins Show and on the Odyssey app. Jeffrey Wright joins me here in studio for a couple of minutes. We'll have Sam Hardiman to talk politics and some wild stories here in just a second. But
Shams has given us
the Bronny
contract.
Okay.
It is a rookie contract with the Lakers, 4 years, $7.9 million team option in the fourth season. So that, to me, sounds slightly above the...
Whoa. Yeah, and Chris was talking about it as, you know, sort of a team-friendly 15th man on the roster type of contract. That is not what that sounds like.
Yeah, so...
4 years, 7.9.
For last year, the rookie minimum was $953,000.
Oh, my God. They overpaid. I mean, you're just that is a lot of money.
Almost sounds like he got the league minimum.
It sounds like a league minimum for a veteran player, not a rookie.
Yeah, because the minimum is 1.119, or at least it was for this season. The season we just had.
You don't have to answer this question. I'm going to make this up. That sounds like the highest that a pick in the 50s has ever made. I don't think I'm making that up.
I don't think you are. I mean, I guess there are some probably examples of guys that were picked in the 50s and were stashed away,
right?
Like overseas, and they could.
We've seen that here in Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, like technically, Mark was picked in the
right.
I think maybe the 40s or whatnot, mm-hmm. But that seems to me to be like anecdotally, I would think that's true.
I'm not going to come on here and yell because you're going to hear plenty of that this weekend, and you're going to hear the hot takes about Bronny. It is staggering, though. And the reason why is the Grizzlies just went through a season where you had a guy that they drafted late as a value pick in G.G. Jackson that a year or so before had been projected as a first rounder. To me, that was a really good pick. Now, it's easy to say that now because we saw G.G. Jackson perform last year. But the guy had to perform to get the NBA contract, much like Vince Williams had to this last year. You know, this is a little different. This is a player who has not seen the court for the Lakers. And to me, it's just weird. It's just odd.
So this is interesting. I didn't realize this. So The Athletic writes that back when the Grizzlies gave Kennedy Chandler his deal.
Okay.
So Kennedy Chandler and the Grizzlies agreed to a...
It was a $2 million deal.
Four-year, $7.1 million rookie deal. And at the time, that was the largest guaranteed for a second-round pick in NBA history.
Wow. Well, this has beat that number.
Correct. So that was he was
picked in the in the 30s or the 40s, though, I think, too.
I think that's correct. I thought he was in the
30s. Yeah, I can look that up. Also, if we're going to compare, a proven four-year, two-year college player. He played 2 years at Tennessee. Kennedy Chandler
was two or just one.
Kennedy Chandler, I believe he played two. Chandler, Tennessee, didn't he?
I think he only played one. I think he was one and done.
Okay, second round pick,
38th overall.
Pick 38 overall. Yeah, he was one and done.
Yeah, I was nearly certain he was.
I'm pulling up his Tennessee stats.
Honestly, now that we kind of now you kind of talk it out, they're kind of similar players, like undersized.
And we saw what happened with Kennedy.
Kennedy is more of a pure point guard, and I would say more so Bronny's a two, but they're both right. Undersized, and they were highly recruited.
Okay, let's have some fun with this. Kennedy Chandler was a highly coveted student athlete coming out of Briarcrest who transferred to a high-level summer team, AAU team.
Yep.
He led the U.S. men's U19 team to the gold medal in 21. He started the season opener for Tennessee and had a wildly successful freshman season, landing on the Wooden Award, the Lute Olson National Player of the Year Preseason Watch Award. In a season high of 34 minutes, scored 15 points, had five steals against Tennessee. I mean, he's just a scoring leader.
He was second team All-SEC. He was all freshman. For the SEC.
Team high averages in points, 13.9 assists, 4.7 steals, 2.2. Had 161 assists in his freshman year and was one of the best point guards in the draft. Was drafted after playing, at Tennessee. Yeah, SEC tournament MVP, all tournament team, all SEC second team, all freshman team. He was all everything for Tennessee and was drafted by Memphis late in the 30s and got a record 4 years, $7.1 million contract.
Yes.
Bronny, on the other hand, is the son of LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
No, I mean, to me, I guess if you want to play along with the ruse of...
I know this is very narrative-driven, but it doesn't make it any less...
LeBron always makes it narrative-driven.
Yeah.
So if you want to play along with the whole, quote-unquote, he earned it, I guess the argument would be... He is at least good enough to get to where he was at least good enough to actually have this be a reality.
Like, yes.
There's a universe where he's Jeffrey Jordan, and he wasn't even good enough to me. That's kind of the other thing. It's like, if you want to compare it to Michael, it's like Michael never demanded any of his kids get even a scholarship.
He never thought about it.
Jeffrey was a walk-on at Illinois, and then...
Transferred.
Correct. And I think the other one played at UCF.
And it didn't go well. And he was done.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I think there are tiers to this, right? And this is why it does a disservice to Bronny. If you put Jeffrey and Marcus Jordan down here in tier one, they didn't make it. And they were good players. They were good enough to play Division I basketball. Maybe that's it. Tier two might be Bronny, right? You're a big time basketball player. The other thing you could point to is the combine, like huge vert, like outperform, like the statistics were ridiculous. He's a hell of an athlete, a little undersized, but that's fine. The one thing I think that folks aren't talking enough about, and this is why he never would have been drafted by a normal situation, is the heart. Because the way that these franchises operate, we have forgotten that this guy, I mean, he's lucky to be playing basketball because of the heart condition, and let alone getting an NBA contract for 4 years and 7.9. But again, I'm not upset at the kid. This is how the world works. It's the way Noah Eagle probably gets a gig with the Clippers doing play-by-play and has a career, or Joe Buck gets his foot in the door to have a broadcast career. But you make the most of that. And I think that's the hope. If you're Bronny, is that you go ball out. I think it's going to be hard to ball out, though, because not just that the league's gunning for you, but the thing I was thinking about this morning is when he gets on the court for the Lakers, whether it's for the G League or he's playing for the Lakers, at 6'2", like, there's some real gazelles playing that position and that can guard up, and I don't know if he's an elite shooter. I mean, his shooting was great at the combine. He's a hell of an athlete. What do you think he looks like on the court when you put... I'm not saying he's John Morant's guarding him, but let's say that G.G. Jackson is on ball with Bronny James in the basketball
game. College. It's not great. I mean, to me, that's kind of the bigger question is, how are the Lakers going to use him?
I don't know where you use a 6'2" guard who is not a sniper shooter like Dalton Knecht. Is he a defense? You know what he could be? Here's what he could be. He could be, he's your... Is he undersized Drew Holiday-ish? Is that a... Is that a goal?
I mean, like, that's kind of the that's the other thing. It's like part of why Drew Holiday is Drew Holiday is that he's not undersized.
He's huge.
That's why he can
guard. He's 6'6".
Correct. And he's long.
Yeah. See, that the size really hurts. And I'm not just talking about the athleticism. I'm talking about when you're just going for loose balls.
To your point, it's why Kennedy Chandler's been kind of bouncing back between the G League and the NBA.
It's probably why Chandler didn't go in the first round.
Yes.
Because of the measurements. Because he was also a great athlete.
Yes.
Could also jump out of the gym.
Yes.
That's a really good comparison, Jeffrey. Kennedy Chandler and Bronny, that is a really good comp. Drafted both in the second round.
Similar contracts, everything.
Everything. The only difference is that Kennedy's college career was friggin' unbelievable, and he didn't have a heart issue.
Yes.
We've got Sam Hardiman coming up next. He is the Enterprise reporter for the Daily Memphian. Couple interesting stories. First one, apparently our assistant police chief for the city of Memphis lives in Georgia. So that's story
Surprise.
One. Story two, good news. Our supercomputer with Elon is set to open end of July, beginning of August. So I'm just going to kind of go into that level of what Sam thinks of the new supercomputer and what he thinks of the story about the MPD chief. It doesn't sound like something you could survive if this kind of story comes out. I don't know how that continues.
Yeah,
is that the question? Like, how do you continue to do it? I'll ask Sam.
Yeah.
We'll ask Sam next. You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. That's Jeffrey Wright over there. I'm Brad Carson, and you've got us on the Odyssey app on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's that time of year again, time for the semi-annual sale at Oak Hall. Right now, you walk into Oak Hall, get the same fantastic legendary service, get the same absolutely stunning, beautiful clothes, savings on summer and spring clothes that you won't see for the rest of the year. And let's be honest, it feels like summer's just getting started, just heating up. But whether you want something from Peter Millar, from Faraday, Cricket, you name it, whether you want tailored clothes, whether you want swimwear, all on sale throughout the store at Oak Hall. Get in now for the best selection. Listen, you want to look good all year long, but you only get one chance to look this good and save money. The sooner you go, the better selection. So get in soon to see our friends. The semi-annual sale at O'Call.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone. Thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers, simply say play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sounds like you heard about a July 4th sale. It's a great chance to red, white, and do that job you've been putting off. Like an oil change with full synthetic motor oil. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $34.99. Save on oil, wash and wax, and more this weekend at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with SkyRizzy to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. SkyRizzy, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SkyRizzy today and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
If the woman of your dreams has been searching online for the perfect engagement ring, she's figured out there's a few brand names that are worthy of consideration. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and she doesn't want a plain, ordinary cookie-cutter ring to wear the rest of her life. She wants a world-class designer ring, handcrafted by a true artisan that will hold value and stand the test of time. She's found Tacori, Viraggio, Ajafi, Simon G, among other premium American-made designers. But when you try and find these exclusive rings, you quickly realize most stores don't offer them. They have knockoffs and lookalikes, kind of like those imitation bags and watches on the streets of New York City. But there is one jeweler where you can find the real deal, Genesis Diamonds. Genesis has been chosen by all the most sought-after designers. Genesis is your exclusive home for these iconic brand names that define excellence. Other stores can only dream of being able to offer these, but only Genesis has them. So be careful. Don't settle for anything less than the ring she is worthy of wearing. Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extension.
At Zaxby's, we don't just make chicken fingers. We make the most premium tenderloin. 12-hour marinated, hand-breaded, fried to golden perfection. Deserves not one, not two, not even three, but your choice of 12 dipping sauces chicken fingers. Chicken fingers that you can dip, dunk, or drizzle in ranch. And Zax sauce. And spicy Zax sauce. And honey mustard. And tongue torch. And barbecue. And I'm out of time. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sam Hardiman joins us every Wednesday around 10:35, 10:40. It's a rubber clock, so sometimes we get to them late. Sam is the government and enterprise reporter for the Daily Memphian on X, the platform of choice at Sam Hardiman. Sam, hope you're staying cool. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a crazy summer because I have a 16-year-old who just got his license this week. I wanted to talk to you about this before we get into the MPD story and the Elon supercomputer story because how do you have kids, Sam?
I don't have kids. I have a memory of driving my parents crazy when I was a teenager.
Well, two things. We've talked a lot about it, especially on this segment on this show, the Jeff Calkins Show with you, about the dysfunction with Wanda Halbert and the license folks. The first thing is I bought a pretty low-priced used car and got a title and a license within the window. So good news, and this applies to Jeffrey, too, had to get a wedding license a few years ago, and I know how much misery that brought. But I will say good news, we did get it in the allotted window, and I didn't get pulled over with the placard on the back of the car. So I know we don't hear many positive stories, but maybe that's trending in the right direction. Have you heard similar stories to that, or is it just getting worse in that department?
It's funny because, like, everyone has, like, their network, because everyone, we're talking about Wanda Halbert, the Shelby County clerk, who, you know, her impeachment proceedings were just tossed in Shelby County court last week, or maybe a week and a half ago. That got tossed out. But what's sort of hilarious is everyone in your network, right, is dealing with the clerk's office, and you hear horror stories. Like, you hear the person who's still waiting, you know, months later. Mm-hmm. And then you hear most people just, it functioned like the government office is supposed to do, right. Which is supposed, and so, like, it really is, like, I would love to know real data on it. Like, we're not going to get it, I don't think. Like, that's probably the nature of the issues, right? But, like, that, it's just so funny because, yeah, I had a friend just buy a car, and they were like, yeah, I got my tags so quickly. Or, you know, my wife just renewed her tags, and she was like, I paid online, and it came, you know, within like 10 days. And, you know, it's just so hit or miss. And it's such a, you know, it's very frustrating for people, and government should work, particularly, you know, taxpayer funded government. But it's also sort of hilarious at the same time.
Yeah. It also is weird that we're celebrating people for doing their jobs. As a manager of people, which is thankless at times, it's also one of the difficulties is when people do their jobs, it's like, hey, let's have a party for Wanda. We got the license on time and the title back on the used car. But we did take the kid to Covington to get the actual license because we went into the Memphis place to do the driver's road test. And for parents, when you do this, be very careful. You have to click the exact appointment window because there's a lot of windows on that site. And if you click the wrong one and you come in for an appointment, I had a 16-year-old who was devastated looking at me back in April when he turned 16. And so we had to reset the appointment. That was a nightmare. And so we just said, screw it, and went to Covington this past week after getting back from being out of the town for a little bit. And it was easy. The one weird thing, and I'll get your take on this, how extensive do you think the driver's road course is for a 16-year-old, Sam?
Oh, I don't know, man. I hope he didn't blow the stop sign.
He went around the block.
I almost did.
It literally took 2 minutes. He backed the car out of the lot. I think this is actually scary. He backed the car out of the lot, and my wife videoed that, and then he drove around the block, and it took 2 minutes, and he had a license from the state of Tennessee. So these are your six. If you ever wonder why it's treacherous out there, they're not looking very closely during the road course test. I haven't had to take a road course test in Memphis, but it's relatively easy. I won't bore you with my 16-year-old stories about his license, but I'll get on with the Memphis Police Department story, which Sam Hardiman is on with us. And you reported on this. Sean Jones, is that the dude's name, the Deputy Director of Police Services here in Memphis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Assistant Chief of Police, Sean Jones. Yeah.
All right. So that's the guy that you did the reporting on this. He retired from the Atlanta Police Department a few years back, joined the service here as the assistant in September of 21, makes over $170,000, and he doesn't live here. Is that right?
Well, I think, you know, living is a technical term, Brad. Okay.
Thanks.
And just what I would say is Sean Jones probably sleeps many nights in Memphis, Tennessee when he's working for the police department. He also, from what I understand, travels quite a bit back to Fulton County, Georgia, where he has voted in two elections this year.
Okay.
And you can request absentee ballots, but he's voted in person these past two times in two elections this year in Fulton County, Georgia. And when I asked the city of Memphis and Memphis Police Department about this, when I was looking into it, they gave me a statement, which you can read in the article. You can read this article on dailymemphian.com, that his primary residence is not Memphis. and Tennessee state law does not require him to be a primary resident of Memphis. And for a little bit of context here, for a long time, Memphis police officers had to live in Shelby County. And then as a recruitment measure, local, and not just police officers, first responders, firefighters, et cetera, had to live in Shelby County. And as a recruitment measure, the city of Memphis and others, you know, essentially, you know, went to the state legislature, and the state legislature banned residency requirements in the state of Tennessee. Okay, this happened in 2022. And so you cannot require a first responder to live within any municipal limits in the state of Tennessee, period. And all they have to do, MPD policy, is show up for work within 2 hours of being called.
Okay.
And, well, I mean, you do the math. How do you get from the airport, if you're home in Atlanta and God forbid something terrible happens, how do you get to the airport, take that 80-minute flight, and report to headquarters in 2 hours? Unless you have a small plane at your disposal and a flight plan on file, I'd imagine it'd be difficult.
Yeah. I just don't know how this flies, given what we're dealing with in Memphis, and that we need people that, first of all, live in the city in general. Forget the elected officials, or not elected officials in this case, but you get my point. Like, people that are in the service, you know, in the police department. It just seems, it doesn't seem right. I mean, is that what we're walking away from this story thinking? I mean, it's just weird.
It's not my job to.
Yeah, you're not going to do commentary on it, but that's what people read this article are just dumbfounded at it. At least I would be as a citizen of Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, they can obviously let their elected officials know that.
Right.
You know, that's within their purview. Obviously, that's what we get when we're in democracy. And look, like, you know, people vote, and you know, you can make decisions, and you can say things, and you can give feedback. But that's up to the people, is what I would say.
Yeah, and you're voting, and you're also voting in Fulton County in person. And it's a lot of money, $170,000. Where are we at with the police department, with the new mayor? And is it going well? I'll just leave it at that.
Again, I say this a lot when I do these segments, but like, I think we as a society really don't have good measurements of what is going well and what is going right with like our governments. Essentially, like, we're really good at telling whether or not a quarterback or a shooting guard is pretty good at their job.
Yeah, that's what we do all day here. Yeah, usually.
Yeah. It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to measure whether a police department's doing well.
Right.
And so I'm not going to weigh in on whether they're doing well.
Yeah.
You know, what I'll say is that, you know, the chief of police, CJ Davis, she's the interim chief of police. She's who appointed Assistant Chief Jones. They knew each other, worked together closely in Atlanta. She's still the interim chief. The Memphis City Council has not decided to reappoint her yet. That could come. That a vote on that could come in the coming weeks. And I think that this news coming right around now maybe has an impact on that. It would be really interested. And, you know, I think maybe some colleagues of mine may look into this. Like, how does the Memphis City Council feel about that?
Right.
Because it and feel about this story. Because I think that may, you know, she directly appointed Assistant Chief Jones. And, you know, if I were voting on her, I would be interested to read that story. I don't know how I'd feel about it. It's not my job, but I'd certainly think I'd read it with interest. And so, you know, I think that's where we are. You know, crime is incrementally down in the city of Memphis. Memphis remains one of the most violent places in America. I'm not trying to dramatize it, and I'm not trying to minimize it. Both ways of that. Like,
right.
Look, I think it's very difficult, I think, for us as a society to read into any single digit percentage change in crime statistics up or down, right? Like, how do you really quantify that as a human being and your perception of safety? I think it's pretty hard. And so, yeah, that's what I would answer your question, Brad.
Okay. Real quick before I let you go, I want to ask you about the Elon supercomputer site, which you guys reported on. You specifically reported on this in the Daily Memphian, and you can read it at dailymemphian.com. Elon supercomputer looks to be on schedule as an operational outfit down there. Is it President's Island? I know we've talked a lot about it being down by the river, like it's the trailer down by the river, but supercomputer online for end of July, early August. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, a source close to the company has been talking to the Daily Memphian. You know, it's a private company. People aren't authorized to speak publicly.
Sure.
You know, people close to them aren't authorized to speak publicly. Look, it's saying that it's on track. That this thing could be ready essentially what would be a year early. It was supposed to be ready August of 25. It could be ready essentially, you know, the end of this month, you know, late August, early July. You know, if you're looking at Elon Musk's flight tracker in that Twitter account on Twitter, you might notice that he spent some time in the city last weekend. The XAI, which is the artificial intelligence company that's building the supercomputer down here that's owned by Musk, he's an investor in, they posted a picture of Elon Musk and the staff at the site on their Twitter account the other day. So, you know, these are just little clues on, you know, what's a, you know, big project in the city as to how things are going.
Well,
and so, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm just looking forward to seeing Elon courtside for the Grizzlies games this year. That's about it. I'm glad the supercomputer's almost there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't. There's been a lot written about Elon Musk. I don't know how he feels about basketball.
Well, maybe
I'll ask somebody.
Yeah, we ask all the hard questions. Sam, you're awesome to do it every Wednesday here at 10:30 on the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Sam Hardiman reporting on enterprise government for the Daily Memphian. Brother, have a great 4th of July weekend. Any big plans?
No, I'm just going up to visit some family in Rhode Island, and I'm stopping in Virginia. Shout out my cousin Josh. Staying with him and his great fiance Leslie and their amazing dog Grant tonight, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. Stay cool. Have a great one, okay? We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brad.
You got it. Sam Hardiman with the Daily Memphian. Interesting tweet. Jeffrey Wright just unloaded. It looks like we've got a new some new bar owners.
Yes,
one
indeed.
With Memphis ties. And I'll ask Jeffrey about that coming up next. We'll gear up for Jason and John at 11. You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. That's Jeffrey Wright. I'm Brad Carson on the Odyssey app. You've got 92.9 FM ESPN.
July 4th is upon us. Tonight, we shall celebrate with a dazzling display of sky pyrotechnics.
So we're all united.
Yeah! Equal, I'm glad we got our independence. Can you imagine me British? Eating tea and dunking crumpers?
92.9 FM ESPN.
Independence Day.
Memphis' sports station.
Happy 4th of July weekend from all of us here at 92.9 FM ESPN.
The one-stop shop for hoops in Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash, and Duff from Guns N' Roses. Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you owe $25, $50, even $100,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt, you may be feeling overwhelmed, filled with anxiety, even embarrassed. Well, stop. That's right, stop. It's not your fault. Life happens. People lose their jobs, get sick, get divorced, and many other things that can lead to financial stress. So, don't feel bad about it. Do something about it. And join the over 300,000 people who worked with Accredited Debt Relief to pay off their debt. A company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help people just like you. Get out of debt faster and feel the relief that comes with financial freedom. So stop delaying. Make the call to learn how much they can save you. Time and money. There's no pressure, no obligation, just a call. Call 877-272-8115. 877-272-8115. That's 877-272-8115. Program and services not available in all states.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. with daily use.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy two, get two free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you getting the connection you deserve? 5G home internet can be spotty, and no one should rely on internet from a cell tower. Get internet for 50% less than T-Mobile 5G home internet in your first year with Xfinity. It's reliable internet with the speed you need at a great value. You'll get consistently fast speeds, even during peak hours, with 99.9% network reliability. For the internet experience you deserve, switch to Xfinity and bring on the good stuff. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and equipment included. That's 50% savings over T-Mobile 5G home internet for your first year. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect internet versus T-Mobile 5G home internet at $60 a month. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month.
10:55, it's Brad Carson wrapping up the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey Wright's in studio. We are a little over a month away from the FedEx St. Jude Championship. By the way, this year, August 15th through the 18th, so a little later. We're in the school year when we're playing golf in Memphis. Just a couple of weeks away, the Open at Royal Troon is July 18th through the 21st. But in advance of this, Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake have paired up. They already have one of these in Manhattan, but they're putting a bar about 10 miles away from the old course, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
And there's been a petition for 10,000 people who say they don't want the bar.
Yes.
So off to a great start for the new Tiger Woods, Justin Timberlake bar.
Not sure that's two guys that need to be in the bar business.
I was
right
thinking
now.
That too.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a restaurant Tiger down in Jupiter
TGR.
And like got
oh,
into
yeah.
a little
the woods the
little,
woods Jupiter
little trouble there
oh, yeah.
The last time we
oh,
heard
yeah.
from Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey, what's coming up next on all the shows today?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Brad, of course, will join them. We have Wednesday. What's the Wednesday lineup?
Today we're just going to have Norton Hurd, the fourth.
Yes.
He's going to be on at 1:25 with the guys. I'm sure we'll add some other guys too.
Cobb will join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Also a special mystery guest. We'll discuss that with Kevin Cerrito. It's Wednesday, so that means Cobb will also join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Yep. I'll be in studio with Gabe this afternoon as well, producing his show. Connor's going to take an extra day here today. And I think we're going to have Christian Fowler talking Tigers, so we'll catch up with Christian. But for Jeffrey, I'm Brad Carson. Jeff is back on Monday. Y'all have a great 4th of July weekend. Keep it on all weekend on the Odyssey app on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
It's Rob Joyner, James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats. And if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Bettinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning!
That's or at the sports
court. Winning!
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Summer's on, and so are the deals at Target's 4th of July sale.
Let's go.
Celebrate with 30% off 12 packs of soda when you buy three with Target Circle. Or get Doritos chips on sale, two for $6.
I love it.
Then make it a party with sprinkles. Select favorite day treats dressed in red, white, and blue are 20% off with Target Circle. And save even more. We've lowered prices on many summer faves like Up and Up Sunscreen, Tillamook Ice Cream, Honest Kids Juice Boxes, and more. Target's 4th of July sale ends Saturday. Restrictions apply.
I love it.
Hey, everyone. Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist.
just practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
We all hear.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.